Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Matty Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Hey, Common Fans, the Huskers are 3-0. We're a quarter of the way through the season. And if you're not getting 25% off beef from cpbeef.com using the promo code COMMONFAN, you are missing out. Certified Piedmontese is premium Nebraska beef raised and grazed in the beautiful Sand Hills region of the state. And you can now get 25% off beef from cpbeef.com using the promo code COMMONFAN, all one word. You can also stop by your local Mercado butcher shop in Lincoln or Omaha and check out all the good stuff that they have to offer there as well. So don't wait. Go to your local Mercado butcher shop. Go to cpbeef.com. Use the promo code COMMONFAN. Get yourself 25% off and grill some celebratory steaks, brats, burgers, or whatever you like. Also, make sure to check out our brand new website, www.commonfan.co. We went to TS Web Services to build the site for us. Their team of experts provides top-notch solutions tailored to your needs. Whether you need web development or hosting, they have got you covered. You can trust TS Web Services to take your online presence to the next level. We had a great experience working with their team. They were very responsive and delivered high-quality work. TS Web Services can help improve, redesign, or host your website. Check out tswebservices.com to learn more. Fellas, the Huskers handle their business against Northern Iowa. They win 34-3. Guys, I have to tell you, it made me the reaction to this win, a 31-point win over Northern Iowa. Not everyone in the fan base was ecstatic about it. And the Huskers, coming off Colorado, maybe we weren't quite as sharp as they had been. Tackling was a little bit leaky. We'll get into all that. But it made me think of when we had Mitch Sherman on the show for the first time, I believe. Friend of the program. He's been on several times.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
But Mitch was on what? I think pre-spring ball.
Before the spring game.
Right, going into spring ball, yeah. I think. Or maybe it was during spring ball, whatever.
During spring ball, I think.
But we were kind of laughing with Mitch. We were talking about expectations for the season and what would be considered a success for the season. And at that time, not that long ago, in 2024, Mitch said, I don't know, I can't remember if he said like a winning season or I think he said a bowl game would be considered a success.
Yeah.
Right. Certainly not playoff contention. And in fact, we laughed at the time because he said that'll be good enough for this year. But then going into 2025 and beyond, Husker fan expectations are going to go right back through the roof.
Sky high.
Well, we've lasted three games.
Yeah. three games in.
That's in the past.
The Huskers are well pretty that. Good. Don't get me wrong. I think the expectation should be higher than 6-6 in a bowl game. I think there's a lot to be excited about. But suddenly, some in Husker Nation are not happy with a 34-3 win because I suppose because it's Northern Iowa and it's an FCS team. And I think a few things were a little bit sloppy, but guys, if the last 7 years have taught us anything,
right,
it's that you got to celebrate all the W's.
Celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, somebody tell me I'm wrong.
Victories.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. But I love that about Husker fans too. Like just our short memories in general. Like we go from 0 to 60. Like nobody's business. Haven't been to a bowl game in 7 years. Haven't had a winning season. You know what? We should be contending for the playoff, and we need to beat Northern Iowa by at least a 50 burger.
Exactly.
Borderline unreasonable.
And I think that Husker fan, nobody wants to believe, and nobody buys into when there's national hype and people are saying good things about the Huskers. Nobody wants to believe that more than Husker fans.
Right.
We love that stuff. Right.
Oh yeah, we eat it up.
And I think, you know, these national guys, they all know they can get engagement when they talk about the Huskers. They can get clicks, they can get views, et cetera. Oh,
yeah. Joel Klatt's a pro.
I do think many of these guys believe it. I mean, I think they Rule has a lot of respect. I think they see the programs moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I just think sometimes we got to take some of the things that they're saying with a grain of salt. Like, we have to remember this program has had losing seasons for 7 seasons in a row before this. We haven't made a bowl game since 2016. Rule talks about, I love how he talks about, you go from playing losing football to playing winning football to playing championship football. I didn't say that quite right, but that's essentially what he said.
Yeah.
And Huskers are playing winning football right now. Yeah. And that's great. That's something we haven't done in a long time. We're probably going to have a winning record this year and get to a bowl game. And don't get me wrong, the Common fans are fully on board the playoff train too. We're not giving up on
it. Yeah.
We all just need to understand that, like, when you have, like, games like last night, that's all part of the learning process.
You guys, fans of the late 1980s comedy, What About Bob, starring Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss?
Absolutely. Dr. Leo Marvin.
The whole thing. Dr. Leo Marvin's whole thing is baby steps, right? That's what we need to have here as Husker fans. It's just baby steps. Like this coming, win the next one, and then we have another one. Try to win that one. And just take it week by week, Husker fans. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Like, my son asked me today, hey, are you like super excited that Nebraska's 3? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty excited. You know what I am? I'm cautiously optimistic. You just got to be cautiously optimistic. Things are going great.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know for now.
Hey guys, sorry about that brief technical difficulty there. Jumping right back in. So anyway, we'll get it. Let's get into the game summary. But, it's just, and I look, I'm the same way. I don't know about you guys. Sometimes I'll watch. It looked like last night we would get in the backfield and then the quarterback was just kind of elusive, or like we'd miss some tackles. I'm like I'm as much as anybody. I'm yelling at the TV, or I'm like, come on, guys, you know, don't get me wrong. And you want to see them clean that stuff up, but we won 34-3. The spread was 30 and a half points
covered
for
there's some people that matters too, I guess.
No, but I just think it's also indicative that, like, we took care of business.
We did. It was TCOB.
That's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I thought about today? Well, I was watching NFL today, and I thought, you know, that really, for the most part, was, you know, just a taking care of business kind of win. I mean, Butler could have played. He didn't. We basically gave one of our veteran defenders, who was a little dinged up, a rest day. Okay, so that's a factor. Then I was thinking about the running backs. Nobody had more than 6 carries, right? Every one of those guys is going to be fresh for Illinois. Like, I think there was such strategery going on here with Matt Rule.
That's a good point.
And – you know, I think the other thing too, with the game plan, Northern Iowa had a great game plan, as teams that are less talented usually do. They're trying to run it, milk the clock, make it ugly, make it dirty, make it a street fight. That's how you beat a far superior team. Well, by us just lining up and running the ball too, we're playing into their hands. We're milking clock. It's going to be closer at the end than it should be. So I kind of liked the attacking through the air strategy on offense. We got out to a big lead, and then we're like, okay, you want to milk clock? Go ahead. Go ahead and try to beat us throwing the ball.
Yep.
And they couldn't
That's
do
true.
It.
Because that first drive of theirs, God, that took up like almost the entire first quarter, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and we scored quick.
Yeah.
Like those first three, those three scoring drives, by the way, scored on our first three drives. Those were awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, and I think we went touchdown, 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 8-play drive, 7-play drive, 4-play drive, right? So at the most, the drives took 3 minutes, 20 seconds, 3 minutes, 28 seconds, and that 4-play drive took 2 minutes and 5 seconds. And so this offense is just fun to watch, and we haven't had that in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I don't think there's a lot to complain about with the offense. I think people would people might be saying, you know, you wish you'd see more in the second half. I think some of those second half slowdowns are by design. We saw it against Colorado. Now you'd like to see them hold. Like sometimes, what was it? I think it was. It was on the pick that actually, Raiola threw a pretty nice ball, and you got you know both of the Raiola took responsibility and Jalen Lloyd took responsibility, which I loved. By the way, they both tried to take their responsibility. I thought if Lloyd catches the ball up, he high points it and puts his hands up instead of getting his hands underneath it.
Yeah.
That's that the receiver should catch that.
And that's
ball.
What he said too. He said his hands were too low.
But so there were that at that point we were up what? I think 27 to 3. And we had gotten the ball back. Where were we in the game? We had gotten the ball back early in the fourth quarter. And I think I texted the group of guys, like, why are we dropping back and throwing the ball 50 yards there? And that, like that, so sometimes you just like to see, give it to Dante Dowdell, give it to Emmett Johnson, give it to Gabe Urban, let them run over some guys, take about 8 minutes off the clock. Not that really anything was in doubt there, but you're just kind of wondering, okay, what are we doing here? But at the same time, you know, Jalen Lloyd's like one of the fastest guys in the country. He's the one we've seen him do that. He run past Big Ten defenses, let alone FCS defenses. Like, I kind of don't hate it either. Like, if you get a touchdown there, everybody loses their mind and goes nuts, right?
Yeah. I mean, TJ, I gotta admit, I'm a little disappointed in you. I really expected you to say something derogatory towards the what is he, $1.4 million man, Marcus Satterfield. Kind of maybe going a little bit big brain like we talked about last big year. Brain. These offensive coordinators like to do.
We haven't really mentioned his name a lot either, and rightfully so. They've done a pretty good job.
Look what happens when he's got a quarterback that can throw all those little bubble screens and throw any pass he needs him to throw. Any offensive coordinator is going to look like a genius with a kid like that slinging the ball around.
Well, and I think you give more grace when you have a 27-3 lead. Right.
Absolutely.
And so I think part of the frustration of last year is we were always in dogfights, and it was like, why are we asking Heinrich Harburg to throw some back shoulder throw on third and four or something? Right. Like, just totally different animal tonight or animal on Saturday night. So, you know, we kind of just tick through the game summary. I mean, I don't think we need to really go through a full game summary like we have, but just hitting the high points. One thing I had, guys, that I loved was the contribution of multiple Nebraskans. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Heinrich Harburg, first of all, he lined up in the backfield and I think out wide on like the first drive.
Yeah.
And then later in the game, he caught a pass, took a handoff and took a snap and ran a play. And so you just let William Wallace, warrior, do everything, man, you know, leader of the team last year, just love seeing Heinrich Harburg get involved. And I love that they teased it just a little bit against Northern Iowa. Cause I guarantee you at some point this season, whether it's a trick play or something else, there's going to be a play or multiple plays where both Raiola and Harburg are on the field at the same time. And it's like kind of one of those, a play when you need a play kind of thing. And they're going to have something up their sleeve. So I hope that's the case. You're at least making defenses think and have to prepare for something. So then on top of that, you had Jalen Lloyd with a big, I believe it was a 59-yard touchdown catch to set up the third touchdown, I believe it was. And then you had Carter Nelson, the man, the man himself, true freshman, Ainsworth's finest, catching his first.
Only his third game playing 11-man football.
I mean, that's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. We love
And he
that.
had 4 catches for 48 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. And I
Super
don't
excited.
think.
And again, like looking at his size and watching him move and run, the athleticism, you can see, for everyone, he's a tight end. I think that's the long-term plan for him, but you can see why they wanted him on the field right away
Yeah.
because, man, he looks good out there.
Yeah. And to borrow a term from Scott Frost, his with his frame, as he used to say, somebody had a good frame. I remember him saying about Cam Jurgens a lot. With his frame, I think they'll probably add some muscle and some weight onto him. But gosh, he's quick and he appears to have really good hands. Man, he's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Other high points, Jeffrey.
Well, I talked about it with you guys beforehand, but just like it gave me I was nervous at first because we elected to go for it on fourth down when we had a pretty reasonable field goal to make. But then I left the game a little bit more happy knowing that Alvano can actually make field goals. So that was a high point for me knowing that hey, if we need 3 points, maybe, just maybe, we might be able to get them. So that made me pretty happy there. And then toughness. Ja'Cory Barney, I don't know if you guys noticed, after he caught that touchdown pass, he took a freaking lick.
Smacked. That should have been a
Yeah,
penalty.
I know.
He
I
got
can't believe he didn't.
smacked. He
And
was like halfway into the end zone.
dude just gets right back up like nothing happened, just goes, gets his high fives, everything like that. It speaks to the volume of coaching and instilling toughness and just a good mentality in these kids because, I mean, they get nailed on plays like that and they get right back up and they're right back to business. So we're a tough ass team. I'm pretty excited about it. And it was great to see. And lastly, I watched the game with a different set of people this time. Usually I'm at home and we have family come over, or maybe I go to the game. We went to somebody else's house this time. And it was kind of cool to see other people outside of the common fan universe that we typically live in watch the game and get their thoughts on it because I'll tell you what, folks, the people I watched it with last night are absolutely floored at how good we are. Like they can't, it's their minds are blown. They're like, this can't be real. Like, it's just incredible to see us be this good.
I love it. I love
So
that.
yeah, feelings are sky high, guys. A lot of high points there.
A stud quarterback does wonders for your football
Right.
program. It really
Exactly.
does.
It's kind of like we don't even talk about Raiola because
Yes, I forget to bring him up.
it's already like a given that he's just going to be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and I didn't think, 3 games into the season, with a true freshman quarterback, basically, I mean, he the first half he kind of put the team on his back. The defense kind of gave up some rushing yards. We needed to get a couple few early scores, and he did it. He pulled it off with some beautiful throws. God, it just looks effortless throwing the ball. It's a sight to behold, Jeffrey
Oh, yeah.
and
It
TJ.
is a sight to behold. That is for sure.
It
That's a good
is.
point. We don't even hardly even talk about him.
No, like he
Well,
ran. There
that
was one play where we ran. I think it was Barney. We ran Barney in motion. He ran behind Raiola, and he turned to his left and threw like the nicest little screen touch pass. Like
Yes.
just like floated it over to him. And I remember thinking, and I was like, gosh, that, and it went for like 7 yards. I'm like, God, that was a great play. And
Yeah.
Matty Jr.'s like, why are you so excited about that play? I'm like, do you know how much we've struggled with a quarterback that can throw a screen pass? Like
Right.
a proper
Yeah.
screen or a bubble
Yep.
screen, like those would be backward laterals for a fumble the last 7 years.
Yeah.
The Big Ten Network shared this stat after the game. 70% completion percentage. I assume that's at least a minimum 70%, 70% or better in each of first 3 games. Or maybe this was on the
Well, I
screen.
know where you're
Yeah.
going with
Maybe yeah,
this.
maybe this is on the screen.
Yeah.
Is the first true freshman quarterback to do that since Marcus Mariota in
Yeah.
2012. People forget Marcus Mariota won the Heisman Trophy.
He did.
Yeah, I don't know
Well,
if people remember that.
the guy last night said something
What?
about Raiola for Heisman. Did you guys hear that on the broadcast?
No, I did
Yeah, it
not
was
catch
late. It was like
that.
late in the second half, and he said something about him being a Heisman candidate. And the other guy was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow. Easy.
By the
I
way,
love
that
that.
crew last night was way better than the Colt McCoy
They were
broadcast
good.
team.
They were
Like, and
good.
they're and
I thought
I've
they did a
never
great
heard those
job.
guys before.
Yeah, I thought they did good.
Mike Pereira put Terry to shame with his
Oh,
analysis of penalties.
I love Mike Pereira.
Yeah, he did a
Love
great
Mike. job. I agree. I love Mike Pereira.
Yep.
GF, I wanted to say you mentioned Ja'Cory Barney. He's just electric. And
Yeah.
with another thing that I love about this staff is they seem, whether it's being better evaluators than previous staffs or just being better closers, bringing in these recruits, they are landing guys and they are not afraid to play them early. We're seeing a ton of this on, we're seeing a ton of it on defense. Vincent Shavers at linebacker, he's out of Miami. Willis McGahee.
That DB that got a pick against
Ramir Stewart.
Colorado. Yes, he played a lot. He played some last night.
And even like Prince Will and Cam Lennart last year were freshman All-Americans. Like, they just, I love that they do this, because then you're like, you're not only getting these guys are contributing. They're actually, this is not garbage time. They're actually contributing, but then they're ready to play bigger roles in the years to come. And so I just love that about this staff.
Younger Buford too got in.
Yeah.
Mario.
There's probably, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Love it. I love that they do that, because I think that plays a huge part in the development, right? Like, yeah, they're getting tons of reps in practice, but they're actually playing in a real game at Memorial Stadium on Tom Osborne Field and getting actual good minutes. So I think it goes a long way.
I completely agree. And I think we've got just to put a bow on it, because then I want to move to areas of concerns and questions, but like, we just have to, we've talked about it before, but I think we need to tip our hats to the strides made by the offense. Again, Dylan Raiola is at the center of it. Thank God. I mean, the staff closed the deal on him, so they get the credit for that. And obviously, so thank God he's a Cornhusker, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, all the weapons that are out there now, Nayor and Banks and Ja'Cory Barney, and we just keep cycling through all these running backs who are all looking good. They all look good last night.
Yeah.
And who am I missing? Fedoni caught a couple of
Fedoni. There's like so many mouths to feed.
And yeah, exactly. And you know, Harburg's out there mixing up. Janiron Bonner. I mean, all these guys. And so it'll be interesting to see, because we're gonna get into some dogfights, right? We haven't been in a dogfight. Whether it's one of those where we're just not getting the breaks and things aren't going our way, and a team we feel like we're better than are kind of hanging around, or maybe we're playing a better team, but we're hanging with them. We're going to get into some dogfights. So what do you got, you know, Marcus Satterfield, what can you do then? What do you got up your sleeve then? But I think at the very, like, we need to acknowledge how far this offense has come in 1 year.
Absolutely.
It looks so much better. It's so fun to
night
watch.
And day.
Yeah. It's so much better than last year.
And again, crediting the staff for getting some of these guys in there and their talent evaluation and who they can get in here. I mean, how big is Nayor, Banks, and Dowdell been? Like, talk about huge portal pickups.
Yeah.
I love the line. I don't know if you read, I think it is Tom Chattel's column. He said that Dante Dowdell looks like he was ordered from the Amazon Big Ten store.
Yes.
I loved that line.
I know, that's such a good line.
And he does. Like, he wants to run through you. He's like the Shiloh Sanders deal. He's like, you probably could have juked him and scored, but he wanted to run through him. And you gotta have a guy like that in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But huge trend, huge, huge transfer portal pickups there, boys. Three major key contributors on offense.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, boys. So let's spend a little time on this. Areas of concern or questions going into week four, I guess it is. I mean, I think we have to hit on what everybody's talking about. The defense just didn't look dominant yesterday, right? The defense was dominant in game one. They were dominant against Colorado. They only gave up 3 points. Okay. Let's start there.
Yeah.
And points are the thing that matters most, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, Northern Illinois' first drive, they moved the ball. they were moving the ball and they kept moving the ball. And they held the ball for over 10 minutes.
Jeez.
And props to the Blackshirts. Blackshirts still forced a field goal, which was big. And then, you know, I think what I, you know, it's just, I'm thinking of some of the things probably I was thinking last night, and also some of the stuff I've seen on social media. Northern Illinois shot themselves in the foot several times, where they had some promising plays or promising drives or whatever, and they had penalties that negated them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for instance, on Malcolm Hartzog's interception, it was a heck of an athletic play by Hartzog. Don't get me wrong, but the guy was wide open. Like, the receiver was open, and the UNI quarterback just, it was a bad miss.
Yeah.
So now good teams take advantage of those mistakes. Mm-hmm. Good teams don't let their opponents off the hook when they make those mistakes.
Yep.
Then I think the other thing that just kind of, like, it didn't pass the eye test as much as in recent games. I don't know about you. I thought they were missing tackles. They were getting leaky. You and I was getting leaky yardage, and it just didn't look as sharp. Thoughts on any of that, guys? I mean,
Yeah.
I have. Yeah, go ahead.
I the only thing I would say is that I was going to agree with you about the defense being the only other area of concern I could think of, because everything else seemed, pretty on point the way we want to see it. But you also have to remember that I think isn't Northern Iowa, isn't their whole thing just ground and pound? Like, they're supposed to have a pretty okay, I think, offensive line because they rely on running the ball pretty heavily.
Yeah.
So when they were kind of running through us for a little while there in that first quarter, I mean, that's their claim to fame, really. So I'm not too concerned about that. But if you wanted to nitpick, that would probably be the one concern I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Butler being out is a factor. They played
Yeah.
a ton of guys. Like,
And Bayer was out the whole first half.
Bayer was out the whole first.
Yeah.
So there's two starters that weren't playing in the first half, two black
Yep.
shirts,
Yeah.
right? So that's a factor. The other part is, and I think I texted this to you guys and some of our friends last night. Most times you're scripting your first 15. Northern Iowa had an
Yeah.
idea of what they're going to do in their first drive and they're probably their first 15 plays. And then I said, let's see what happens after they get through those. And I think I was pretty much right. I mean, we kind of put the clamps down after that first drive for the most part. But no, I think honest to God, I think that was the most physical team we've played yet between UTEP, Colorado, and Northern Iowa. They were the most physical team. And
Yeah,
it,
right.
to the
And
to the untrained eye, even, I think you could tell that. And they had two big backs, right? And yeah, Jeff,
yeah.
they hang their hat on running the ball and grinding it out. And now what I also thought of is Q. Remember the old Husker fan? Like, if somebody played us tough, like tougher than we thought they would, you'd always get into like, they're going to beat some people this year. Watch out for Northern Iowa in the FCS. Northern Iowa is going to make a late playoff run. You guys just watch. So,
So
but they're, they
true.
were,
Well, in
and
that,
Rule gave them a ton of credit. They had a good
yeah,
game plan. They did
the,
what to
yeah.
keep themselves in the game, and they were pretty much in the game until the third, late third, early fourth quarter.
Interestingly, the two things that I felt watching the game were, it felt like we couldn't get off the field on third down, and it felt like they were getting too much yardage on their run plays in particular. Looking at the
Yeah.
stats, it doesn't necessarily back that up. They were 6 of 16 on third down. That's not particularly
It's not
it's
great.
not great. And they were at 3.9 rush yards per attempt.
That's
So,
for some of us, that's too much. I mean, you'd like to keep them under three, I think.
sure,
Like that,
but I
that's
mean,
for most of us, I think it's like, they're getting 6, 7 yards on first down. That's what we really don't like to see.
right.
It's those 6, 7 yards. You'd rather have those be 2 or 3
Yeah,
and
sure.
getting somebody in a third and four or some situation. But yeah,
And I
we got to shore that up.
yeah, and I think I think they will too. I mean, I think I love hearing guys after the game say that's not up to, Ty Robinson and others were saying that's not up to the standard. That's not how we want it to look. And so
Yeah.
I think they'll shore it up. And I remember, I think we talked about this, guys. Maybe I can't remember if it was on one of the shows or off the air, but I think this was it lined up really well because you knew there was going to be a ton of emotion and they're going to pour everything into that Colorado game. And
Yeah.
that's it. Not just a historic rival that's important to the fans, but they really wanted to avenge that loss. And like everybody in the nation was watching, even though Colorado was 4-8 last year, like everybody was watching because it's the Coach Prime show. And so I remember thinking, either way, if we lose to Colorado, it's nice to bounce back with you and I. If we beat Colorado, though, it's also nice not to pivot right away to conference play. And we can
Yeah.
come back if there is a little bit of a letdown, and I think that's what this was. If there is a little bit of a letdown, then we'll still get the W, which we did. We took care of business and work out some kinks. Maybe they needed a little bit of this. Like maybe they need a little
Yeah.
dose of humility going into conference play after everybody's been blowing smoke up their big red
Yeah.
behind. And
What
just
and
like, okay, we got to get refocused here. Illinois's coming into town less than a week. We got to get
Yeah.
refocused.
Yeah.
I just want to say this too. I mean, not everybody can hang 66 points on an inferior opponent like another unnamed team that I saw play this weekend. That's a tough standard to live up to. So just
No
eyes on
idea
you.
what you're talking about,
You
Jeff.
don't know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No.
Well, not Jeff,
All right.
not everybody can be 3-0 either.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody can be undefeated. And not everybody can beat FCS opponents
All right, take
or
it easy.
non
That's true. Take it
non-power five
easy. All
opponents.
right,
Yeah,
calm
whatever.
down. Now you're getting personal.
Mac, whatever it is.
Maction.
I had two other. These aren't exactly areas of concerns for me. These are legitimate questions for me, guys. One of them is what's going on in the with the running back situation. And it was just interesting because it went Dowdell started again. And then did we see Emmett next? I think we saw Emmett next, who we didn't see much against Colorado, Emmett Johnson. And then we got Ramir Johnson, and then Gabe Irvin got in. And then I loved Dowdell. I mean, he looks like a dude.
Yeah,
Like
for
he
sure.
seems like the guy. I mean, he
Yeah,
definitely
I
seems
think he's
like the
the guy.
guy. But they also seem committed to continuing to rotate. So here's, I mean, Dowdell had six carries. I mean, that's not a lot. Six carries for 55 yards. Emma Johnson had four carries for 50 yards. What do we all else we got here?
And then
Ramir had,
not much after
yeah,
that, really.
Ramir Johnson, two carries for 4 yards. Gabe Irvin, three carries for 3 yards. And then Ramir also had two catches for 28 yards. Oh, Emmett had three catches for 43 yards.
Emin had a good game.
He had a good game. He had a good, but
Sneaky good.
they seem, and they bring different things to the table. I mean, Dowdell seems to be the most complete package. And I think Emmett is similar to Dowdell, maybe not quite as big, maybe not quite as powerful, but Emmett seems to be the second most sort of well-rounded. Ramir is quick. He's shifty, catches the ball out of the backfield. They seem to have different uses for him. And then Gabe Irvin is more like your power guy, like your Big Ten hammer. And so it's nice to have all those guys. Like, do we need somebody who can carry the ball 30 yards or 30 times a game? Like, maybe we don't, you
No.
know? And it's like, maybe we just use these guys for different things. So it's just a question of mine. I'm just really always really curious to watch who's going in when and why. And I think it has a lot to do with what they want to do on offense, but
Yeah, and
it
I
seems like
think
they're not saying we've got to stick with one guy, or even we thought, I think after the first game, did we say, I think after the first game, we said it was going to be Dowdell and Emmett. After the Colorado game, we said it was going to be Dowdell and Ramir, and it continues to change,
And I think it
which is
will. I
fine.
mean, they're keeping guys fresh. They're keeping guys from getting hurt. And I think, but I will think they'll ride the hot hand. Like if we get in a big game and we're like, because running back can get into a rhythm. So I think we'll see him do something like that when we're not playing somebody like Northern Iowa. No disrespect to Northern Iowa, but yeah.
Jeff, any further thoughts on that?
No, I think you covered it very, very well, MO
I
and
can see
TJ.
you're I can see you're having
Are
an
you shooing
off-camera
away your cat
conversation with
there?
someone, but thank you for
Yeah.
muting it at least.
The one thing I would say is not questions or concerns, but and this just goes forward. Short week, entering conference play. I'm kind of nervous about that. And I weird Friday night games, they always kind of make me nervous. So I'm curious to see how we
Hey,
respond and if
I
we're
get what
ready to
you're
rock.
saying. I get
We're
what you're
ready to
saying,
rock.
Jeff. I get what you're saying. Illinois has got the same amount of days in between games too, though.
Sure.
If they had a
Ranked
bye,
game,
if they had a
two
bye
ranked
week,
games.
I'd be worried. But Friday
Sure.
night game at Memorial Stadium, it's
Oh, it's gonna be
weird
fun. It's
anyway.
gonna be, yeah.
Husker fans are gonna get weird.
Oh, it's
Are you
gonna be
kidding
weird.
me?
Oh, yeah. It's like shout out to Coach Scharf, high school baseball coach. He always used to say when we were playing a baseball game in March and it was like 40 degrees out and chance of snow, at playing baseball. He'd be like,
Nope.
it's not 75 and sunny in their dugout.
I love that.
Same thing. My other question, and if you guys have questions, throw them out there too. And again, this has not come a criticism. I thought we'd see more of him to date. Is where like what will we see more Thomas Fedoni?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think it goes back to you mentioning earlier how many guys we feel
We
like we
just,
need to spread the ball around to because there's just so much talent.
I think it's a good, yeah, exactly. It's a good problem to have. Like, we've got so many beasts.
I have like, that first game, it was kind of like, why are we throwing these little like tight end screens to him where he can't really do anything with it? And it was oftentimes felt like the short side of the field too. But then we hit him up the seam on one against Colorado. I think that was his only catch, maybe his only target even. And that looked great.
Yeah, it did.
I thought he was going to get in last night. They threw him a nice little, I don't know, 10 yard.
They seem to be making a concerted effort at the beginning to get him the ball more. At
Yeah.
least that's what I thought.
And I want to see more of that. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see old Tommy Fedoni get some more touches.
Sure.
A couple more things, guys. I guess just to wrap up sort of the go, unless you guys do either of you have questions or any concerns moving into next week, anything
I
else? I think
mean,
do we?
we've covered pretty much
Yeah,
everything that
we're
I had
making
in
good
my
time here.
notes.
Making good time. We're
Yeah,
moving
look at
quicker than
us.
we normally do. Look at us. But I just want to go a couple things. Eric Hess, another friend of the program, Arbitrary Analytics, tweeted this last night. This is the first season since 1999 where the Huskers allowed 20 or fewer points while scoring 100 plus through the first three games of the season. Guys, first time since 1999. Yeah. Do you know what happened in 1999? It was the last chance. Last time we won a conference championship.
Yeah. 12-1, I think we were.
I think that's right. So just, I think, and to put a finer point on that, and Jeff, your point about Friday night made me think of this. We are slowly unraveling the psychological damage of the last 7 years.
Yeah.
I am starting to believe that things will be okay. Like I'm starting to believe that good things will happen in games. I am starting to trust that yes, they'll show up on Friday and they'll be fine. I am starting to trust that when we are favored in games, we're going to win games. That's not to say we won't hit bumps in the road this year, or maybe won't, you know, things, bad things won't happen. But to your point, Owens, last night after that, I texted the group and said, this is looking too easy for Northern Illinois on offense, but your response helped Owens. And I quickly snapped out of it. And I was like, no, this is like, we held him to a field goal. Tony White's going to do his White thing. The offense is going to keep scoring and we're going to be fine. And like, we're slowly starting to not have panic induced meltdowns watching Nebraska football.
I envision TJ, like I just see this now, like almost like a psychiatrist's couch, like laying down and just playing like Matt Rhule press conferences in the background and just closing his eyes.
Therapy. How did that make you feel, TJ? What was your reaction to that?
I'm just laying on the couch like, I'm actually enjoying this. I'm not panicking and I'm wondering what's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wondering off. What's going on here.
Something's off.
Yeah.
Something's off.
But it was like that in regards to maybe, you know, to those that think we didn't beat Northern Iowa badly enough. Rhule said something in his post-game presser about being boring in the fourth quarter because that's what good teams do.
Yeah,
and that's such a great line too. Like I know we're drinking the Rhule, like we all are like crazy as we should be, but like the guy has some great lines that, and that's a great one. I mean, you don't want to be goofy, crazy. Like let's try to throw it, chuck it down the field, you know, in the fourth quarter. No. We're going to hand it off. We're going to bring in William Wallace at quarterback. He's going to lead a drive. And even the backup defense is going to shut him down. That's what it is. Yeah. It's boring. It might be boring to some people. Yeah, your star quarterback's out of the game, but that's what it is.
We're winning
by 24 to 31 points.
Yes. The objective is to end the game with more points than the other team. Right. That's like, the objective. Like, we keep doing that. So that's good. Yeah. Is that good? Yeah. That's good.
That's a good sign.
And I think Husker
love
fans,
those numbers,
especially Husker fans of a certain age, will just like. We've had it so ingrained to where we just need to absolutely dominate and impose our will on teams. And then we've gotten a taste of that this year for the first time in a long time. So then I think we see like a little slippage in one area or another. And it's like, what's happening? Is it not going to be as good as we thought? Like all those things. And it's, enjoy this.
Quit
enjoy
punishing yourself, TJ. Quit punishing yourself.
We've just been abused. We've been abused for too long.
Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
Real quick question. This will show my lack of knowledge from like coaching.
Yeah, no, you do that all. You do that.
I know,
all the
right? I get it. Why? So Tony White, like, what's that? Why was he wearing like yellow? Like a long. Yeah, well, I saw a couple of people over there wearing. Is it just so you can find where they're at on the sideline?
Because he did
Matt,
it. One, he did it
Matt
one day.
Matt and I both know the answer, so I'm gonna let Matt answer. Jeff doesn't know the answer, but Matt.
I don't know the answer. I think it was.
I think it was kind of a fluke. He did it one day. He was wearing like yellow sleeves, and they're like, "Coach, no, we can see you making the signals better." So that's why he just like, I'm gonna wear them all the time because they can see him his yellow sleeves making the defensive calls easier than if he's wearing white or red or black. It just blends in with the sideline.
Yeah.
Not all the common fans know that.
No, and it's fine. And it's fine if you don't know that. We just like making fun of Jeff. I can't remember. Yes. Somebody just, one of the players told the story and I can't remember if he did it proactively and they said, yeah, we like that. Or I thought maybe it was also somebody said, coach, we can't see you. We can't pick up the signs on the sideline. And then I can't remember what it was, but that's exactly what he was. One more thing before we move to corner.
Any more brain busters, Jeff?
I'll think of some more. I'll think of some more. Don't worry.
One more thing before we move to corn cobs. Jeff very proudly took credit for Nebraska's win over Colorado last week because he had grown out the mustache. We're recording on video. The mustache is already gone.
I just noticed it. What is your problem?
I noticed it from the beginning, Jeff.
You were supposed to keep it the whole season.
I'll bring it back when necessary. Okay. I feel comfortable right now. All right.
Better. You look less like a criminal.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was waiting for somebody to notice.
No, we all, everyone, all the common fan watchers are going to notice right away.
Well, we'll have this baby back up and running, I would say, probably by the Ohio State game.
You got some action coming back in pretty quick there, buddy.
Well, if
I'm a man, I can grow facial hair quickly.
Something bad happens, you're on the hook for it.
So, yeah. Really? Me?
It's my fault. You wanted to take credit for the Colorado.
You're the one. Nobody was thinking about it until you took
credit. I
went
all of the credit and none of the criticism. So deal with that.
That's not how the world works, buddy.
That's how my world works.
Yeah. Sometimes talking to Geoff is like talking to one of my children.
I am drinking a cherry Pepsi.
Jeff, no. No.
Jeff, could you stop playing video games so we could record this podcast, please?
All right, boys. I'm glad that we're recording at the time that we're recording, because now I'll have plenty of time to play Call of Duty. Yeah, so thank you for that, Lord, guys. Congratulations. Appreciate that.
Common fans, is that like an open? Can you play with anybody? Like on the? I don't even know.
Yeah, if anybody wants to play me in Call of Duty, come on.
Rome What's your clone gamer 80, tag, Jeff? Rome, What's your gamer
Rome, Rome clone 82, Matt. Rome clone 82. God.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to corn cobs.
Please.
For those of you joining us for the first time, this is the common fan version of a game ball. Matty, why don't you start us off?
I'm going with the Nebraskan, the true freshman from Ainsworth. Just started playing 11-man football, guys. Carter Nelson, kid just looks like a real good football player. He looks smooth running routes, can catch the ball, can do something with it after the catch. Carter Nelson, congrats, kid. Corn cob.
Absolutely love it, especially when it's a Nebraska kid. Great, great pick. Geoff?
I was torn this week. You know, the Hollywood plays I like, but I went with Ja'Cory Barney just because, again, I mentioned it earlier. Dude just got freaking drilled and just acts like brushed it off like nothing happened. Tough SOB. That's my pick.
Love it.
Love it. I'm going to go with we should also say we talked about this beforehand. After the first game, we gave a unanimous corn cob to Dylan Raiola. We would like to give corn cobs to him every week. Like, give him another unanimous one.
Yeah.
But Raiola is the story of the season. We don't want to lose sight of that. But we want to give corn cobs to other players because lots of people are contributing in positive ways this year. So Dylan Raiola, is it too early to give him a unanimous season corn cob? Like corn cob for the season?
It might be too early for that.
That might
but
be
jinxing. You know,
But I'm going to go with Tristan Alvano.
Oh, okay.
The two for two on field goals last night, made every extra point. Again, you know, like the field goals were not super far out. I don't think we have a full picture of what's going on there, but that's been one area that's been inconsistent, and he did the job and drilled both field goals last night. And so that was great to see, a great work by Tristan Alvano. As we've discussed many times, we're going to be in close games eventually this year, and we're going to need 3 points. When we are in position to get 3 points. And so that's going to be important. Hopefully that's
a good pick, TJ. Booster.
Also another Nebraskan kid.
Yes. So
can't beat them. All right, boys, any final thoughts?
I just want to give a shout out to one of our common fans, good friend of ours, JT, going through some health stuff. And we just want him to know that we love him. And,
absolutely.
We're going to be here for him and keep fighting, buddy.
Absolutely.
You're the man, JT.
Lots of love and thoughts and prayers being sent out there, and just a huge, huge friend of the program. Great human being. And we're all pulling for you, buddy.
100%.
Sure.
Good call, Mattio.
Yeah.
All right. We will have another view from the Bland stands with Omaha World Herald reporter Evan Bland. That'll be out Wednesday morning. Stay tuned for that. We'll get into a little bit more on the Northern Iowa front, but we're going to spend the bulk of that episode looking ahead to Illinois and our dear friend, Bert Bielema, who has likely been staying up late, eating tombstones and watching Nebraska film. And I think he's got a lot more to be concerned about this year than he did last year.
Damn right.
And then we pummeled him last year. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
So Stick so keep an eye out for the view from the Bland stands and just enjoy this, Husker Nation. We're 3-0. We're number 22 in the country.
Celebrate the W's.
Celebrate all the W's.
Tell this that to yourself, TJ.
Nebraska football. Okay. Nebraska football. I have been enjoying them, Jeff. Okay. Nebraska football is fun again. Enjoy it. Yes. Let's go 1-0 this week, Common fans. Let's go 1-0 this week. Let's Heck get yeah. to 4-0. All right. Stick with us, Common fans. Find us on Twitter, Facebook. Send us an email, commonfangbr@gmail.com. All the things. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Going up these days, it feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.